Monday was Inauguration Day in the city. The city's district attorney, Larry Krasner, did a victory lap of sorts during his address after reports of a dramatic drop in violence in the city in 2025. WHYY's Tom McDonald says the DA also had some tough talk aimed at President Trump.
With the lowest number of homicides in the city in decades, a newly sworn-in Larry Krasner said he would not rest on any laurels.
And this is no time to retreat. It is no time to surrender. It is time to push on. So Philadelphia goes from being known as chronically violent to being known as consistently safe for decades to come. So the cradle of freedom remains free. That is where we need to go with it.
Krasner removed the mic from the podium and strode back and forth across the stage as he delivered his speech, ending it with a message for Washington.
And if anybody, including the guy in D.C., doesn't want that, if they want to F around, then they're going to find out. Thank you.
The DA says specifics of his plan for the next 4 years will be revealed later this month. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Philadelphia City Controller Christy Brady says she plans to review the city-owned Philadelphia Gas Works. Brady laid out plans for the future after being sworn in to a four-year term on Monday.
As chairwoman of the Gas Commission, working alongside Vice Chair Councilmember Mike Driscoll, we plan to conduct a thorough review of PGW's operations, identifying opportunities to advance environmental responsibility while maintaining affordable rates for customers.
Brady says she also plans to review the city's pension system to make sure it's on the way to completing all back payments to the fund by the year 2033. The months-long closure of SEPTA's trolley tunnel between Center City and West Philadelphia could be nearing its end. SEPTA spokesperson Andrew Bush said repairs are now complete, but it's not ready for passengers quite yet.
We just want to make sure that we have everything ready, that we've gone through all relevant testing to make sure that when we reopen this the trolley tunnel, that it's not only safe, but that we're going to be able to keep it open and that customers are going to be able to rely on it.
If the tests are successful, SEPTA plans to reopen the tunnel later this month, around mid-January. Our news partner 6ABC reports thousands of mourners, fellow law enforcement officers and state leaders gathered Monday to honor Delaware State Police Corporal Matthew Ty Snook, remembering him as a devoted husband, father, and trooper whose legacy endures through service and sacrifice. It has been nearly 2 weeks since Snook, age 34, was killed while working on overtime shift at the Delaware Division of Motor Vehicles Office in Minquedale. His celebration of life was held at the University of Delaware at the Bob Carpenter Center yesterday. In sports, the Nuggets beat the 76ers in overtime 125-124, and the Flyers are on tonight, skating against the Ducks in South Philly.